This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Page and view upcoming sale items. And don't forget, the deadline to renew driver's licenses, learner's permits, and photo IDs is tomorrow. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit nowdecatur.com.
It wasn't just stormy weather, it was deadly. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's in Huntsville, Alabama, one of many areas hit by a massive system that did damage in several southern states, spawning at least 25 tornadoes. Two bodies found in Alabama.
We are not far from the Alabama state border, where we know those two people were killed in Montgomery County.
Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez in Caledonia, Mississippi, in the yard of a home twisted apart.
And the debris from both inside and what was likely a shed all scattered around their yard. This massive tree uprooted by how strong those winds were. Now lying across the boat in the yard. Just an example of just how strong these winds were, how intense these tornadoes were.
One of the cities in China where there have been strict COVID lockdowns, Chongqing, is relaxing some of those rules after widespread protests nationwide, prompting China to warn of more crackdowns.
Without specifically talking about the protests, the statement promises to resolutely crack down on infiltration and sabotage by hostile forces, and the government appears to be as good as its word. Since the weekend, hundreds of security service armored vehicles and SUVs have lined the streets of major cities. Paramilitaries are checking phones for banned apps and images of the demonstrations.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The economy was a bit stronger than first thought last quarter. The government's revised GDP growth from 2.6% to 2.9% despite high inflation and rising interest rates. Now, there's concern a looming railroad worker strike next week could do a lot of damage to the economy. So the House plans to vote today on a bill to force unions that rejected a tentative agreement to accept it. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says,
I don't like going against the ability of unions to strike, but weighing the equities, we must avoid a strike.
The House could also pass the bill the Senate approved with some Republican support to preserve the right to same-sex marriage. America's listening to Fox News.
We conquer cancer. For the mom-to-be who is out of treatment options. For the doctor who has a brilliant idea but needs research funding. For the people who faced cancer head-on and climbed incredible heights while they were with us. For the children who celebrate the end of chemo. We conquer cancer for all who have been touched by it. Conquer Cancer accelerates breakthroughs in research and care for every cancer, every patient, everywhere. Join us at conquer.org.
Smith & Wesson is committed to empowering Americans no matter what. With inflation hitting everywhere, we've decided to make a change. Now, you can buy a Smith & Wesson Shield Plus, our most popular concealed carry firearm, at an all-new low price, $100 off MSRP. We're absorbing the costs and passing along the savings to you so you don't have to compromise on personal security. Visit SmithandWesson.com to find a Shield Plus near you. Smith & Wesson, always expect the best.
He used a gun to kill a cop. Missouri used a needle to kill him. Kevin Johnson got a lethal injection for murdering a St. Louis area officer in 2005 and said nothing before the execution. A spiritual advisor by his side praying said the condemned killer apologized to his family and to Officer Bill McEntee's family as well. In Alabama,
Alan Miller's execution was stopped earlier this year after there were problems getting an IV into his arm to carry out a lethal injection. His attorneys argued he was tortured and hung upside down during the attempt, but Miller had said his preferred method of execution was nitrogen hypoxia, breathing in nitrogen to replace oxygen. Now the state says it won't attempt lethal injection again, and there is no nitrogen hypoxia method at this point, so that likely means Miller won't be executed, at least not in the near future.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Four teenagers face murder charges in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Two of them related to the victim, Larry Ingram Jr.
Police say Ingram took a computer away from the youngsters because he didn't like the way they were using Instagram. Three of the teens are 14, the other is 15. Police say they threw things at and kicked his apartment door to lure him into the hallway and then shot him in the back. And then a second time when he fell to the floor.
Fox's Gary Baumgarten. There's news on a new drug to treat Alzheimer's disease.
Researchers say clinical trials show the drug lecanemab modestly slowed the progression of Alzheimer's disease. Over the course of the 18-month study, it delayed worsening of the disease by about 5 months in patients who received it. 31% of the recipients were less likely to advance to the next stage of the disease during the study. One of the researchers saying that translates to more time during the early stages of Alzheimer's when patients function better. The FDA could consider approving the drug under its Fast Track program as early as January. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures aren't moving much. Mixed ahead of the opening bell later this hour. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
It's giving season, and the Community Foundation of Macon County is here to help our donors give with confidence. Hi, I'm Kara Demergen-Huss, president of the Community Foundation of Macon County's Board of Trustees. The Community Foundation has helped me take my vision of doing good to help make change in the community I love. Whether you're starting with $1,000 or $10,000, the Community Foundation can help you build a legacy for giving. They're your partner in grant making, helping match your passion for giving to a cause that you care about. They're an ideal partner that offers you tax advantages and personalized services so the giving process is seamless. They ensure donors feel confident about the grantee organizations and the direct impact their dollars are making. Together, we can make a difference. The Community Foundation is your trusted partner in grant making. To learn more, visit MaconCountyGives.org or call 429-3000.
Hi, Kevin Brahaney here, inviting you to join me and my co-host John West every Monday at 5 p.m. for Soy City Buzz on First Mid Mondays. It's brought to you by First Mid Bank and Trust and First Mid Insurance Group. Join us as we highlight community events, fundraisers, and talk to local business owners and community leaders about what is happening in the Soy City and beyond. So don't forget to listen each Monday on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Our podcasts are available 24/7 at NowDecatur.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 36. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 21. For Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 40. And Friday, mostly cloudy and windy with a high near 54. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 27 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:07.
Couple of things. We've got our friends from Millikan University in their normal weekly slot. We'll tell you about what's going on at the campus. We have Vespers tickets to give away for this weekend, three different shows, and don't forget our Jingle Bucks. Hickory Point Bank giving away a couple $1,000s in cash over the next couple of weeks. Go to nowdecatur.com to sign up.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Told you earlier, Santa's coming in on a helicopter on December 10th.
I'm going to be there.
I have vague memories of being a young child, and this would happen at Brentwood Village. Santa, they were like the War of the Santas. You had your downtown Santa, and this was way before the mall wars. I mean, this was like, we'd inch a little north, and then Santa would come in on a helicopter. And no one knew how Santa arrived in Central Park. He's just like the house opened, and he was there. The helicopter was very dramatic.
Right. And I vaguely remember something. I feel like maybe it still was going on when I was little.
I can't imagine. It was a long time ago. I remember that, and I remember Dennis Weaver coming to Brentwood Village. You have any idea who that is?
Huh.
You remember the TV show McCloud?
Yep. That's him? Lori
knows. Lori
knows.
I met the Lone Ranger at the Civic Center.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Clayton?
I don't remember his name.
I'm drawing a blank. Anyway, this feels very old school like that. And so we were talking about putting a camera up in the helicopter. I'm not a big helicopter guy. I gotta tell you, they have those like parts of Hawaii you can only see by helicopter. People do this in the Grand Canyon. And every once in a while you read about one of those going down and you go, I don't know. But I went and spent like 2 days in the desert in one and it wasn't bad. So now I have a different view.
I don't know if I've been on a helicopter.
They're fun.
Yeah.
I think it all depends on the pilot, as with any sort of piece of machinery that leaves the ground.
That's right.
All right. Anyway, that's December 10th coming up. So great stuff. All right. Lori Kearns is with us. And she says Lori Kearns, 85. You know, it's always – I never refer to you, Nick, this way. I should say Nick Smith.
O2.
O2.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Yeah, please.
If you don't mind. put some respect on my degree.
Okay. I do. Nick Smith, O2.
Thank you, sir.
Lonely collector back there in MCR. First and foremost, happy holidays. Vespers is literally right around the corner this weekend. Is there a better tradition in all of Decatur? And I would put this performance up against anything anywhere. And the tickets are what, 10, 14, 15 bucks, depending on where you're sitting. It's just fantastic.
It is one of my most absolute favorite traditions, not, as you said, not only at Milliken, but in Decatur and Central Illinois. And it will be packed and it will be awesome. And it will be one of the most moving things that you can do for yourself during the holidays.
Yeah. And I'm so envious of first time attendees, because you only get that first time to be surprised by all of it and be, you know, aren't you like just jealous in a good way that people get to experience that for the first time?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, tickets are on sale. We also have tickets we'll be giving away before the end of the day. Clearly, we have some impressive folks in the room with us. We're going to be way out of our league, Nick. Dr. Jennifer Schroeder is professor and chair of biology, director of academic effectiveness, accreditation liaison officer at Milliken, and also faculty representative to the Board of Trustees. Jeez Louise, that's a lot.
It is. It keeps me out of trouble, though.
Well, you know, that's a good thing. That sounds like a lot, but clearly you enjoy your job.
I love it. You know, there's something to be said about the way that we do things at Milliken and getting to know our students so well. Students are never a number at Milliken, and we get to know them from the first time they step on campus. We interact with them. I have a student that can walk into my office or walk into my classroom, and I can just look at them and know what's going on. Are they feeling okay? Are they off? Something going on? And we just build these amazing relationships that continue far beyond when they graduate.
That's so far beyond like seat 142, right? And you're lucky if you know the kid's name, let alone if there's something, you know, up. And I think parents are looking for that more than ever. And I think that's one of the things coming out of COVID, and parents probably spent a lot more time paying attention because kids were at home in front of a laptop and they were more in that process than they were when kids were away at campus and they didn't have a day-to-day interaction with it. I think that's even more important now.
Yeah.
All right. So talk to me a little bit about what you do as the chair of biology.
So I actually teach a few courses. A lot of what I teach is anatomy, physiology, human biology. I dive into a little bit of stuff with animals. So that's a big chunk of my day.
Okay.
And because our classes are on the smaller side, again, we get to know our students really well. I have one class where I only have about 7 students in it right now. I have another class that's got 20 students in it. So when we're interacting, they have a chance to really get engaged with the material instead of just sitting in some random lecture hall and having somebody yap at them for 45-50 minutes.
All right. Director of Academic Effectiveness. How does one, you know, to me, it's always the end result. You know, what happens after they graduate and the careers that they go on to have. And I know in and around education, we always want to figure a new way to figure out whether, I mean, kids are learning or not. I mean, it drives me crazy in public education, you know, because they just keep changing, you know, we'll do this test, we'll do that test. How do you determine effectiveness?
So we have a series of assessments that we do, and we look at learning goals and come up with what we want students to really get out of a course and get out of their curriculum. And every single year we dive into that material and we say, okay, how are the students doing? Are they really understanding this concept? If they are, great. But can we do it better? If they're not, why not? Is it that they didn't have the background to understand what was going on in the course? Is it that we weren't able to do as much hands-on as we were doing before COVID? How do we get back into that? Designing these hands-on learning experiences where students aren't just learning textbook, cookbook science, but they're really developing these projects from scratch. And sometimes they work and sometimes they doesn't. They don't think because that's research. Mm-hmm. That's what we always joke about. It's called research because you do it again and again, and maybe sometimes it works. But we're constantly looking at what we're doing and changing things up every single semester.
Milliken, Lori, I think for a long time has been, you know, kind of ahead of that curve, you know, with giving sort of real life learning, mm-hmm. you know, applications to just beyond. And I think that's where higher ed really, you know, for a number of years, maybe missed the boat a little bit. It was kind of vague. Go get a 4-year degree. Well, what does that 4-year degree mean to me, you know, as a career? Mm-hmm. And I think you guys were ahead of that curve and even more so now. About, you know, getting people ready to go for life because you have unbelievable placement numbers. I mean, mean, you know, when people graduate, they're going on and doing things.
Yeah, 99% overall and 100% for many, many majors. So I think you're right, though. Performance learning, hands-on, doing something in the field, not only is it effective in terms of preparing you for life like Jarius, but it's more fun for the students. And I think high schools are adopting that model. And you're right, we've been doing it for a long time and we're really good at it, but it gives us a chance to allow the students to do something more than book learning. And I think that is something that is attractive to students and families alike. So that we've been a champion of performance learning for a number of decades really, I think, puts us ahead of the curve.
Well, and to employers.
Yes.
We've had kids come through here. I just want to tell their parents to ask for a refund.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't know what you spent 4 years learning, but this is the real world and it's very different. But to be able to do it in a very intimate way where you're not just a number, as you said earlier, is amazing. Now, this is going to take me 10 minutes to introduce this kid, Nick. I always feel like when we have students come in and they've accomplished more in like their couple of years on campus than we have in life, it's pretty amazing. So with us today is Jarius Ingram, who is a student athlete, researcher, and scholar, and hometown kid. Jeez Louise, you're a biology major, and you're a biology major for a very specific reason. Is that right?
Yes, I am on the pre-med track. And so after Millikan, I plan to go to a medical school for about 4 years. And after that, you know, the whole Dr. Rhodes residency and specialties and stuff. So, yes, I came to Millikan because I knew that our healthcare placement rates were insane, like very, very high. And a lot of that is because, like Dr. Jin said, we were able to make those close connections so that not only are you in the classroom doing well, but your professors are paying attention to you professionally and building up your resume for things that are going to be able to place you into those different fields.
Yeah, you get more personality than any doctor I've ever met already. So you got that going for you. You're also a point guard on the men's basketball team, president of the Millikan Fellowship of Christian Athletes, resident assistant, Big Blue ambassador, and homecoming king.
Yes, yes.
Jeez.
I try to get my hands involved in a lot of places on campus.
All right, what's your feeling, you know, if you had to give an elevator speech, you know, to somebody your age or somebody coming out of high school, thinking about what's so special to you about the experience at Millikan that you're happy you found, you know, beyond sort of the academic excellence, what it's like to be a part of that.
Right. So I actually graduated from Warrensburg Latham High School. So about 10 minutes outside Decatur, and it's a small rural, public high school. So I was already used to like that kind of small, intimate feel. And I knew that was something that I wanted to translate into, my college experience, as well as I didn't want to go too far because I'm really close to my family. So Millikan ended up being absolutely the perfect fit. My house is actually like 2 or 3 minutes off campus, but I still get the Millikan experience because I'm a resident assistant and live with freshmen and help them get adjusted their whole first year. But the key thing, you said that.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, what kind of sets the experience apart? I mean, it's not just like a big campus with a lot of tall buildings and you're just a number.
Yeah.
I mean, aesthetically, it's
a playground where you can basically get your hands dirty in whatever ways you want.
Yeah.
I mean, we have all the resources on campus. It's just simply, do you want to go use those resources?
Sure.
They're always available. The door's always open, whether that's your professor's door, whether that's the Center for Academic Professional Performance, whether that is the Mass, and like, there's just always a door that is open. And a lot of the times it's just becoming and learning to be a self-advocate and speaking up for yourself and taking advantage of those, because like I said, they're all there for you.
All right. Now, there is a deadline. What is it? December 15th for students to submit free application for admission to Millikan. I still think the one thing that hangs around you guys a little bit is people think it's unaffordable or unattainable. And, you know, I mean, it's a perception, not a reality. And I know you guys have done a lot the last year or so to bridge that gap. But there's a lot of scholarship available. There's a lot of assistance available.
Yeah, especially for small private higher ed like us. One of the things that I think is absolutely a myth is sticker price.
Yeah.
If you look online, it's going to say we cost this much. But I think Jarius can attest to, we will make it affordable and accessible to any student who wants the kind of experience Millikan is going to offer in terms of higher ed. And I think allowing each student to shape their own experience, not only before they attend Millikan, but then while they're at Millikan, is going to be absolutely the best return on investment that any institution, any family, any student can expect, and we promise we will deliver.
Okay, so that's like merit scholarships, but also the Macon County, you know, the Promise.
The Macon Promise, yeah. So that's a reduced tuition program, and the good thing about that is we freeze tuition for 4 years. So what Jarius came in at as a freshman, we are going to hold that for 4 years during, because he's a Macon Promise student, we're going to hold that for 4 years while he's there.
All right, and then also, I think people would be surprised to know just how much money you give to the students, over $50 million a year to students to be able to afford to go to Millikan University. And when you really lay it out, because you say private school, and I don't know that parents so much, you know, think public, private. They think, they look at costs, they look at where it is, they look at location. And, you know, we've got state schools now that used to be very affordable that are not anymore. I mean, you know, the prices are way up there. You've got, as President Reynolds alluded to in his state of the speech, you know, that now there's a track to go, try to get kids to stay for 5 years, you know, because it's like, well, we can get one more year of money out of you. You guys have kept to this, we're going to get you on a four-year track and you're going to get out of here and have a career or wherever your next step may be.
Doctor. Grad school, whatever. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It really is, I can't express enough how pleased I am with what our faculty are doing and our coaches are doing and our administrative support staff are doing to allow students to be themselves, find themselves, and figure out what they want to do. We are not a box and obstacle institution. We are going to try and remove those obstacles for folks, both in terms of coming in and accessibility to Millikan, but in my case, my job is making it affordable for folks as well.
And we think about healthcare overall, right? There's such a demand. I mean, I feel like kids are coming out of school with, you know, people bidding on their services, right? I mean, I've seen, you know, nursing graduates with $100,000 sign-on bonuses.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
a need.
That, right?
A need.
Yeah. So, and you guys really have an unbelievable department there, along with all the others. I'm still a big fan of the theater and dance building. I can't get over that. I know it's not biology, but you know, it opened during COVID, so people didn't get a real chance to
see it.
It's free Broadway for us students. I mean, when we get to go to shows, I always tell people, I'm like, yeah, I get free Broadway tickets all the time.
But isn't it an amazing facility? I just think of the way the campus, it's never looked better.
Mm-hmm.
I know people will be old school. I'm telling you right now, I don't think that campus has ever looked better than
it does
beautiful. Right now.
Absolutely beautiful. It's crisp and clear.
And new stuff coming.
All the time. All the time.
All right. So if people want to find out more, that the December 15th deadline, the earlier you get in, the greater priority you get as well, right?
Especially in terms of state and federal dollars, some of that free gift money that we want students and families to have access to, that's kind of a first come, first serve for the state and federal pot of money. So we need folks to get in, and we're going to accept folks or accept applications anytime. The December 15th is the priority deadline for things like honors and presidential scholarship and Long Vanderburg scholarship and some of those other merit-based scholarships as well. So, you know, the quicker folks can get it in, I want to again say that it's a free application. There's no essay required. There's no recommendations required and no test scores required. So a student can literally get on their phone, do it, and then walk into their guidance counselor's office in high school and say, will you please send my transcript, and we'll admit them.
Okay. So that's easy and easy to do. Now, Monday, January 16th, there's a Millikan University campus visit day, right?
So, correct.
But you guys do that individually all the time, right?
Any family can come. Any student can come individually. But these days are when we have faculty present. We have financial aid officers present. We have admission counselors present. It really becomes kind of a one-stop shop. So the 16th is a really good chance, likely no school for high school students. It's a really good chance to come and get it all done in one day if you haven't yet visited Millikan. Or if you're a junior or a sophomore and you want to get a little bit of a head start on your search, it's a great first visit for folks.
Okay, you've spent the last year or so, right, just talking to people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Kids, parents, families,
anybody
schools.
Anybody who will listen about Millikan.
She's just like all over. What do you? Is there consensus to what you're hearing? I mean, where are people right now? Everybody's trying to, I think, find what this new identity is on the other side of COVID. It's not pre-COVID. I mean, no one's going back to exactly the way we were there. It's not light years different, but what are you hearing from folks out there?
I'm hearing that they're opening their eyes and their hearts again to those opportunities to be out and about, to be on a college campus, to not have to learn behind a screen, to interact with absolutely first-rate faculty and first-rate peer students. They're looking forward to that. We have a number of commuter students, but we also have primarily residential students. And I think Jarius as an RA can attest some of the absolutely very best best learning happens outside the classroom, yes, outside the research that Dr. Jen does. And it's in those residence halls. It's in those student programs. It's in those groups where students can finally in person interact with one another.
All right. What's it like being an RA? I always thought that would be like, I would not be a good RA.
You know, sometimes, you got to draw the line early because I feel like if you let like the floor kind of get over on you,
yeah,
overstep boundaries, it can get bad. But if you were a good RA, you set healthy relationships with your peers, and then it ends up just being like a big group of friends.
How many fellow students are you responsible for?
So I have about 22 on my floor right now, and it has been the most easy breezy peasy lemon squeezy experience that I've had on campus, because like all of them know how to have fun, but they're very respectful. And I think that's like the key, is you got to make sure that they respect you as an RA, but also they have to know that, hey, this is Jarius. He's a resource for me. He's my friend. And if you have that, it's a really healthy living environment that, like Lori said, you learn a lot about life just living with that many different people in one space.
So you're a resource for them, not a supervisor. So they see the positivity. All right, what about the men's basketball team? What are we looking forward to?
I mean, it's the entire season. We're 5-1 right now. We open up conference play today against North Park. That's at 7 p.m.
And at home at the Griswold Center. Come on out. Exactly. Watch Jarius. Yeah.
I wish more people would do that, right? I mean, we have such an incredible gym. I mean, it's always really affordable. It's easy to get to. You know, people will drive an hour and a half, pay a ton for parking. And you know, this year we've had some teams to root for more than others.
Right, yeah. We've got to give them something to watch.
Yeah, so. But we've got, Millikan right here at home.
It's awesome. And again, if you can't get out for whatever reason or you choose to stay home where it's nice and warm, we also have streaming at millikan.edu so you can follow along home and away. But it really is a great product, and Coach Kramer Soderberg is doing a phenomenal job, and Olivia Lett with our women's team, and Coach Burt with wrestling, and Coach Doosterhouse with swimming. So I think our winter sports are off to a great start.
All right, guys. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. Nice meeting you guys. And Lori, good to see you again. We'll take a break. Here is Nick Smith. What did I say? Nick Smith 02, sorry, with
Thank
your
you,
News
sir.
Channel 20 Storm Team Forecast.
Today is going to be sunny with a high near 36. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 21. For Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 40. And for Friday, mostly cloudy and windy with a high near 54. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 27 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:26.
Did you know that Millikan University awards more than $50 million in scholarships and financial aid to our students each year? Planning to apply to Millikan? Don't wait. Apply by December 1st to get the most scholarship opportunities and to receive priority consideration for financial aid packaging. In order to be eligible for scholarships, you must first be admitted to Millikan. The application for admission is free and takes less than 10 minutes to complete. Apply to Millikan University today at millikan.edu/apply.
Come celebrate Christmas at GT Church. Carols by Candlelight is on Christmas Eve at 6 and 9 p.m. and is packed with music, ballet, a story for the kids, and lots of things that will fill you with the joy of the season. And then on Christmas morning at 10 a.m., we'll be celebrating Jesus' birthday and receiving communion together. Make GT Church a part of your Christmas traditions on Christmas Eve at 6 or 9 p.m. or on Christmas morning at 10 a.m. For more information, go to GT Church. Church.com.
Are you wasting money on a timeshare you rarely use? Cancel it with Titan Exit Group. Get a free consultation and see how they can stop the never-ending maintenance fees and mortgage payments. In fact, if your timeshare contract is not terminated, you owe nothing, so you have nothing to lose. But those monthly fees. Get legally released from your timeshare, 100% guaranteed. Call now for your free consultation at 800-200-0894. 800-200-0894.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man.
You know, the only thing I remember about this song is that we had one political election year where we asked the politicians to pick up their own walk-up song, and this was Adam Brown's.
Interesting.
Because I hate that song. What?
Interesting choice.
Well, I think it's
500 miles.
Yeah, walking. Yeah, I think that was the whole like knocking on doors thing. He was a former, city council member that then ran and beat Bob Flyder to be state representative. And then I think retired from politics. Good for him, because he'd be in the Eastern Bloc now. Sorry, I'm stepping all over my headphone cords. I sniffles, got a little bit of the, you know, it is winter. There's no doubt about it. I mean, the street outside here this morning, you know, I leave the garage, so it's not that bad. And then you watch your car go from 45 down to 12. And I'm driving in, and it's still not that bad. I get out of my car. It's absolutely miserable. The wind and the temperatures feels like 11 right now. Are you ready for that? Because it looks beautiful outside if you're just sitting up here.
You know what's weird? I went out in the middle of the night about 1:30. Everything, it was cold, but fine, whatever. But this morning, you're absolutely right. It was like, you better bundle up because that wind was coming in hot.
Yeah. So, and then my phone insults me by saying it's breezy outside. I mean, when you just use the word breezy, I think of like a beach in Jamaica or something, you know, or in Hawaii, there's a lot of wind. It's breezy, right?
Right. Comfortable.
This isn't breezy. Mm-mm. This feels like 11. Mm-hmm. That's what we ought to say. Don't give me the breezy stuff. All right. So anyway, looking ahead, we are warming back up, and Nick will have the full forecast coming up here in just a little bit. Tanya Andrews in studios with us, and we have tickets to give away from Vespers, and we'll announce our daily winner for the Jingle Bucks with Hickory Point Bank. All of that coming up in the next half hour, and we'll cram it all in. We got a lot to get to. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to Byers & Company.
News. I'm Chris Foster. At least 25 tornado touchdowns are reported in the South. Two storm deaths are confirmed in Alabama, and their homes damaged or destroyed.
This is a horrible situation for these families to wake up to today, just after the Thanksgiving holiday. So many now trying to prepare for Christmas, and they're left with almost nothing.
Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez in Caledonia, Mississippi. Without specifically mentioning COVID protests, the Chinese government in a statement pledges to crack down on infiltration and sabotage activities by hostile forces.
Since the weekend, hundreds of security service armored vehicles and SUVs have lined the streets of major cities. Paramilitaries are checking phones for banned apps and images of the demonstrations. The protests focused on China's zero COVID strategy, which still enforces lockdowns and mass testing after almost 3 years.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now.
The Morse code is about freedom. It's about living the life by your own unique code. This is Dr. J. Join me and sometimes the handsome Dr. JK each Wednesday at 5 p.m. for The Morse Code. We talk about living life authentically. And for me, that is aligning who I am, what I believe, and what I do. That is The Morse Code. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on WSOY, 1340 a.m., 103.3 FM, and streaming live on NowDecatur.com.
Here's a look at your News Channel 20 storm team forecast. Today, sunny with a high of 36. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 21. For Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 40. And Friday, mostly cloudy and windy, high near 54. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 27 degrees. And WSOY time is 8:32.
Listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
It's the one song I still love, but it just doesn't sound like the band at all.
Not the band, but it sounds like Freddie.
No, I know, but it doesn't fit in the Queen sort of repertoire. You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Such a good singer.
There we go. I am going through here. We have tickets to give away for Vespers. I have Saturday evening, Sunday afternoon, and Sunday evening. Not a bad seat in the house because the show comes to you. That's all I'm going to say. I'd love to give them away to first-time attendees because you only get their first time. That's magical. I mean, the first time is just a constant surprise, and you're like, whoa, what's that? You know, I mean, you just don't know what's coming.
I love the show.
I'll be there Sunday at 2.
Are you going, oh, you're matinee age now?
That's what's happened.
I feel like Rocky brought me pumpkin bread, and I'm going to the matinee on Sunday. I'm good to go.
Here we are.
I'm officially old. we are with Tanya Andrews from Crossing Healthcare this morning. And, well, not just that. You're on the Milliken board.
Yeah.
Why is that? Why do you – I mean, I would assume a little bit of work.
It's some work. It's a time commitment, and it's also – there's so many wonderful reasons. You know, I've been on since I think 2017. Of course, that's my alma mater. I graduated from nursing school in 91. So
that'd be Tanya Andrews, 91. Starting
yep.
to get complex.
There we go.
Yeah.
And, I learned so much. There's so many really smart people who are your fellow trustees, and you learn about, their businesses through their comments. You learn about the business of higher ed, mm-hmm. which is really, really important to learn, and then you know, try to support the university any way that you can. And for me, it's important because, you know, I'm a nurse because of the education I got
yep.
at Milliken and those instructors, the last instructor that I had retired last year. So, you know, they've had, you know, great faculty that have really steered my life. And so that's why I do it. But I get so much more from it than I feel like I ever give,
It's an interesting, you know, it's so different, you know, than the bigger, you know, mm-hmm. you know, like, I don't know if you saw all the drama coming out of Ohio State, mm-hmm. you know, this weekend, not Michigan winning the football game, but the president having to step down, you know, after yeah. a very short period. And, I don't know how you know, those huge mm-hmm. universities, it's such a machine. I don't know yeah. how you work all that. That's what I think is attractive or more attractive mm-hmm. to people now. It's almost like a boutique kind of thing or feeling you have with Milliken versus sure. this big machine.
Absolutely.
I mean, and Ohio State's as prestigious as you get. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, but
absolutely.
You're just one of, you know, this huge global number of, I mean, you're a number.
Yeah. You know, I went to Milliken, and so I didn't go to a large state university. I have friends that did. My oldest kids went to Edwardsville, and mm-hmm. so they had a different college experience than I did. I'm partial to what I experienced because I could walk up to any one of my instructors and then, you know, work side by side with several of them after I graduated.
Yeah.
So it was just, for me, it was a wonderful experience. It's every student has to pick what works for them. And, you know, Rocky was here earlier and talked about the trades. There's so many great opportunities in our region
yeah.
To sort of craft your future.
Well, did you see, you know, the young man who was in here with us, you know, who's going to be a doctor. Mm. And I told him he's already got more personality than every doctor I've ever met. Jarius Ingram.
Now, I can't say that.
I can. Jarius Ingram, who yeah. is a local kid. And, you know, we didn't get into it. It felt kind of personal, but he had a brother that passed away from a very certain kind of cancer. And, you know, this is part of the mm-hmm. reason that's driving him to do research and whatnot. But I have no doubt. I'm looking at this kid and everything he's doing. This he's going to be a rock star.
Yeah. There's some amazing students on that campus.
And he's the point guard for the
yeah,
basketball team.
There you
and
go.
He's, you know, all of these other.
There are videos on their web. I knew his story because mm-hmm. There's a campaign they call Milliken Made It.
Mm-hmm.
And he's Milliken Made It 23, and you can watch a couple videos about him and read all his accomplishments. There's, like Tanya said, so many of them.
Yeah.
I knew his story coming in. Saw him on Billboard. Legitimately.
Super cool kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't call them kids.
Well,
young men and women.
Yeah,
young men and
they're
women.
Kids.
Doing really, really awesome things.
Yeah.
And again, I think for me, just a chance to try to help my alma mater. But, you know, I learned so much from, you know, learning about, you know, all of these kids and what their needs are. Higher ed's changed and is changing.
Well, it has to.
You're absolutely correct. It has
you know,
to.
We've talked about this with yes. healthcare. Here's where I'm with Scott Galloway, 1,000%.
Mm-hmm.
The two categories that COVID will change forever is healthcare and higher ed.
You're absolutely
just,
correct.
That will happen. All right. So, I want to talk about something that Nick will find interesting, and I hope you will find it too,
yeah.
because it really doesn't have anything to do with, health, but it has to do with relationships and people and how we do things and feel about ourselves. And I was reading this story on NPR, and before you go commie pinko, whatever, it has nothing to do with politics. I like NPR. I question why it has to be tax subsidized. You know, if you're in our industry, you go, that seems a little unfair that they get supported, you know,
sure.
that way. But I like the reporting, and I like their lifestyle reporting. And this is the whole look at improv and what doing, what the basic rules of improv are, if you apply them to some areas of your life, can make a big difference in how you interact, how you feel at work, your confidence, how you laugh, how you learn to enjoy. And there's such a fine line with this, because I am all in for change. That was the greatest conversation between Howard Stern and Bruce Springsteen during that 2-hour and 18-minute interview, was that sometimes you just have to shed people. And people who won't change or won't adapt or won't move, I mean, you got to move on, and then you pick up other people that, you know, that it's okay to do that.
Yes.
And I think we worry about that too much in life.
I think you're not wrong there. I think that there's many of us, and it's personality to style,
yeah,
that tend to be very loyal or think that, you know, they have to stay, I don't know, connected to different people in their lives. But the truth is you have to decide, you know, who is serving you well and who is serving them well.
But you have to evolve.
For sure.
I mean, if you're the same person, I mean, I think there's people that think there's this nobility, nothing changes me. It's like, well, okay, maybe you're the problem, right?
I think the best thing is moving and growing.
Okay.
I don't see it as change as much as personal growth.
Okay, but you do change.
Of course.
Because you evolve.
You're absolutely correct.
I look at things, you know, like sometimes I'll watch movies, mm-hmm. you know, like from 1991, and I'll go, oh my God, I can't believe they said that. And uh-huh. like I think, okay, that was just the norm in 1991. This is also, I think, the problem with people who refuse to believe that we change at all or grow or become better, because all you got to do is go back 30 years and look at what was acceptable, and that's not acceptable today, right? That's change.
And that's good.
Yeah, it is. So I'm reading this thing, but now here's the flip side of me on this, because I absolutely hate when we have these company things and they want to try to force this on you. We went to the improv in Chicago. All of our leadership team did, and had to do improv exercises with all the leadership team. Now, the people at the improv were great. It's fun. You get to go there. You see all the pictures on the wall, all the famous people that have gone through there. The instructors were very funny and nice. But you have to do this improv thing with people who are terrible at it, or people that you really don't like that much, or people that you just sort of have a professional level and that's mm-hmm. really all you're going to have. Mm-hmm. It's so uncomfortable.
Yeah. I hate things like that.
I do. It's like I would do it on my own in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Being cattle into there with, like, mm-hmm. you know, like that is like just like, I remember when the Japanese used to start the day with like athletics and they do jumping jacks and stuff. You remember that great mm-hmm. movie with Michael yeah. Keaton where they bought the auto plant? These culture clashes. I the forced thing I can't stand, but I'm getting better at it the older I get.
I'm impressed.
Just don't be. There's no reason to be impressed.
Well, because
it's like this much growth.
Yeah, because I can't stand sort of. I'm with you if I'm choosing to put myself into one of those types of experiences.
I'm in there. I'm right in it.
Yes. Okay. For sure. But so, I don't like to be a sort of made.
No. So we had to go up. We had to do this, and I'll never forget this. We had a guy at work for us who no longer works for us, and we never got along. I mean, it wasn't like it was okay, but I mean, there sure. was just clearly a personality thing that was never going to be, you know, aligned. Right. And I ended up having him as a partner, you know, with some of this stuff. And it was like, so you had to just really consciously try not to physically roll your eyes, or, you know, I'm always betrayed by my expressive body Same. Language. I cringe when you cringe, you know, I just remember having this struggle, like, okay, I'm gonna take this as a personal challenge. Mm-hmm. I'm going to like suck it up and I'm going to be a mirror and I'm going to just, you know, do everything they say. It was awful.
What are the rules? What is it that you're supposed to?
Well, you do team exercises, mm-hmm. you do individual, like partner exercises. It's all very forced, and it's hard to, I mean, like I said, if I'm there on my own all day, but when you're there, like, because work requires you to be there, and you're with people of all different kinds of personalities, and some are, hardly any of them are on-air people, like performers or personalities. You know, it's hard to improv with the finance guy.
I was just thinking.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Betty from Billing.
Yes. It's like, okay, we're going to be funny with HR now. It's like, no.
That's so interesting.
But anyway, so it was an interesting experience. Uh-huh. So when I read this story yesterday, I kind of have been through one of these improv things, and I would recommend it. It was very nice, and they do a great job of, like, hosting you, and, you know, they're very nice.
To go with your friends.
Yeah, if you were going to do something like that with friends, it'd be a blast.
Yeah.
I think it would even be a blast to do it with strangers. I think it's when you get the built-in walls.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
See, now they think, management, that breaks down those walls.
No.
I think it just puts more bricks.
I think it makes us all collectively roll our eyes at management.
I know, but there are people that really, you know, sure. Thankfully they did a dude ranch thing one time. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to go to.
That's a missed opportunity.
That was before we realigned management. And Beth was always very creative and wanted to try things and always, you know, so like we'd get together and there would always be rules. And this and yes thing is one of these things improv does that, you know, instead of just saying no.
Okay.
You're supposed to respond and yes, and then be able to take it where you accept something instead of rejecting it as a way of having conversation starters where everybody feels welcome to throw ideas out.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It teaches us to expand our thought process.
It does. But sometimes there's hard no's in life.
Yeah, I understand.
But those kind of things. So I'm reading this.
So you can't say and yes when someplace freezes over. Because there's an and yes.
I mean, and yes really means no. It's just a polite way of saying, have you thought about this better idea?
So is it political training? Are you trying to be a politician?
No.
Okay,
it's meant to think about dialogue in a different way, right?
Yeah.
And to have conversations in a different way. And I'm down for that. You know, Beth has a huge brain, and I was always all in on anything she wanted to do because we really kind of, I don't think we saw life the same way at all, but we had a similar brain function thing that matched, like in our scoring, you know, we did the Gallup testing. Mm-hmm. I think we had 3 out of the 5 that are the same, and mathematically that is a very large number to have that alignment.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So we had like-minded brains, but we did a lot of this stuff. But here's the improv suggestion. The and yes thing is the first thing. And this is a woman who was very shy at work, and she decided to take an improv class because she was told that it would, you know, give her more confidence and you know, speaking up in front of people and speaking at meetings, and she found that it did. But the number one rule is yes and how it's used in improv. Many improv performances begin with a single suggestion from an audience. Let's say someone shouts out pineapple, if you've ever been to one of these shows, right? Performers will riff on this word to generate ideas for the scene. If you're on stage and your partner says, congrats on opening this tiki bar, you don't want to say, we're not in a tiki bar, we're at my pet shop. That would put your partner in a tough position, so you do the yes and you can give an alternative rather than just flat out rejecting or saying no to this thing. So in life, if we have a tendency to say no, it's easier than trying to listen and understand what someone else is asking of us. For example, we often say no to new ideas because we're not sure, we have uncertainty, but the idea of yes and gives you a moment to pause, to listen, and to create something new from what someone else is offering. So it's not a flat no.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Nick? Are you sleeping back there?
No, I was thinking about what I had a boss who he would talk about something and I would say, well, you know what you should have done, or I would have, cause it's like, hey, I like what you did, but why didn't you take it up a notch? So whenever I'd walk up to him, you're like, should have done. So I don't think anybody wants to hear your yes and all the time, but yes, it's a good way to find some kind of common ground and be able to work through things and being graceful to the person who threw the first thing out.
Yes.
Instead of just outright
or just taking what they threw out and moving in a little different direction instead of just a rejection.
Yeah, okay. Exactly right.
I'll deal with that. Rule number 2, embrace mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
If you do something you didn't mean to do in your scene, if you mispronounce a word or you can't, they don't pause or do a retake or get out of character. They just go right on over it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think too many people want to highlight the mistake by going back and explaining the mistake and apologizing for the mistake and correcting the mistake when most people don't even process it and you just move on.
Yeah, they either build on it or act like it didn't happen. And I like both.
Huh?
I like both. I even like when mistakes happen in movies and you hear people fumble and they laugh and it creates an organic moment and it makes it better.
Just don't dwell on them.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't make it a thing. Just act like, just go.
Don't shy away from yourself. And this is an interesting one to me. Some performers think they have to make broad references to pop culture, what's happening in the news, blah, blah, blah. But they shy away from their own personality. And this has to do with, like, instead of you just being you, trying to sort of play some kind of role, instead of just being the authentic you. And I think
so
people
have
if you're a dork, be a dork. Yeah, I think leaning into yourself, right, is a thing that's hard for a lot of people to do, particularly in a public setting or in a meeting where you're maybe you don't feel like you have a voice or you're shy or you're uncertain, that leaning into you, don't try to be somebody else.
I would agree that age helps you with that. When you're comfortable in your own skin.
You Way too much. Yeah. The older you get, the
It's easier the older that you get. I think that's hard for younger people sometimes.
I think, well, maybe it's a perspective thing. Maybe it's
context.
a comfort in your own skin, you know, after years of building up.
For sure.
You know, okay. Be present in your body.
That's really good advice. That's the whole deep breath.
Is that what it, okay.
Yeah. So it's not being up in your head. You know, our brains think all the time. That's our brain's job. Our lungs breathe and our hearts beat. So your brain's always thinking, but if that's where your mind is, or that's what you're paying attention to, you're missing what's in front of you.
Right. So is your jaw clenched or your shoulders hunched over? Do you feel, you know, this is where meditation, where breathing and all of that comes in.
Yeah.
It's the first thing. What was Mike Tyson's line? You know, everyone has a plan till you get punched in the face, which is always like the best advice ever from Mike Tyson. And then how do you react to that punch in the face? And sometimes it's the clenched jaw, it's the hunched shoulders, and you don't realize you're doing it. It's why athletes learn, right? Boxers learn, anybody, the breathing is the most important thing.
Get you in your own in your body.
Yeah,
Andre Agassi. I read this yesterday. He found he detected a tick on Boris Becker's mouth, on which direction he was going to serve the ball, and he beat him.
You mean like a tick, like a nervous tick, not a tick like an animal.
Yeah, like a nervous tick. Like for example, he sticks his tongue out if he's hitting left. He had a tell, and he beat him 10 out of 11 matches, and told him after they retired in a bar how he did it.
That's funny.
Wow.
Make room for play.
Good advice.
Improv is play. We make up games, we laugh at the absurd, and you can feel like I don't think people have enough fun at work, but then I also think there are people that do way more fun than work.
You are so correct.
That's the problem with all of these is you can go to the edge either way and it's bad. How do you find the middle?
I don't know. I think that we're often a society of extremes, and it drives me a little crazy.
Right.
All of that's good advice.
This is the stuff they say you learn in improv that will help you with your confidence. You know, it will help you. Like the kid today was out of the norm for a college kid, right? Comfortable, shoulders straight, close to the microphone, sure of himself. Got to a spot where he kind of, you could tell, and then auto-corrected and went right over it. You know, I think it is maybe, you know, sometimes an age thing when you haven't done a lot of it. But public speaking is still the number one fear by far and away of, on the list of fears. It's higher than death, which is never.
It makes no sense to me.
It's like, no, I'd rather die. Come on. But you forget it doing this job. I am constantly surprised, even though I shouldn't be, about how nervous people get.
Yeah, I hear that from people because I'm grateful that I don't have.
Did you always feel that way?
So
I didn't like to get up in speech class in high school. So, I mean, it wasn't something that I was born with.
Well, you know, I was in show choir. I was.
But did that translate? Even though you know that's a group and you're one of a big part. I mean, did that?
Yeah,
help?
I think it gave me confidence. Yeah. I think that being up in front of people and singing and dancing, that's vulnerable.
Yeah.
And
I swear we're going to do a show choir number one morning on a Wednesday.
One of these days, I can do it.
I just swear viral written all over. Don't you think, Nick?
I think it'd frighten people.
Yeah, I think it'd be awesome.
All right, do we need to take a break?
We could use one.
Okay. We've been going on and on. Get outside your comfort box. That's the best advice I have, right?
And I like to stay present.
And
stay out of your head.
Out of your routine. Mm-hmm. Well, get those routines. And boy, COVID taught us that, if nothing else. All right, we'll take a break. Back with more Tanya in the studios right after this.
Tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
In 1965, my father founded Brinkotter Realtors with a singular goal, to support his community's real estate needs with integrity, purpose, and a forward-facing approach to business. Over 55 years later, Brinkotter Realtors still embodies that spirit. Connection, commitment, community. When you're planning to make a move, go with the name you know. Get the service you deserve. Go to Brinkotter.com to connect with one of our agents today.
Find your way home. Brinkotter.com.
I want more than a healthcare job. I want to work where I feel valued.
I want a place that helps me grow my career.
A place where every day feels different.
A place with an inclusive environment.
That's why I work at Memorial Health.
Memorial Health.
It's more than a workplace.
It's the right place for me.
And now is the right time to apply.
Visit jobs.memorial.health today.
Memorial is an equal opportunity employer.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, happy holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Springfield area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 2815 Old Jacksonville Road, Suite 103, Springfield, Illinois, 62704. Online at CordellCordell.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Did you ever see The Pope of Greenwich Village?
Yes.
Great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mickey Rourke, Eric Roberts, Daryl Hannah. It was Daryl Hannah, right?
I think so.
And there's a line where she's the Anglo-Saxon, he's the Italian guy in the relationship, and his cousin, you know, and she's trying to plead with him that, you know, you need to outgrow people, you know. And he said, we're Italians. We outgrow clothes. We don't outgrow people. It's a great line.
It's a great line.
Because the cousin was bringing him down and taking him down into crime, and I mean, mm-hmm. that he had a chance to be something bigger than that, you know, but he didn't because you can't outgrow your circle. I think it happens a lot.
I think you're right.
You'll see famous artists, you know, that mm-hmm. make a lot of money and could probably afford to live anywhere and be very secure, and they get killed at a bowling alley because they can't get rid of some of that crowd they didn't outgrow or didn't mm-hmm. have the ability to get beyond, right? And I think it's important. But be careful if you're a boss out there. Forcing this stuff is... it's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable.
And I'm not uncomfortable in the process of improv. It's uncomfortable doing it with people who are incredibly uncomfortable.
Right.
I like the idea of the random outing. I think it's, I actually think it's refreshing.
Okay. That's because you're lonely.
Vic, are you
correct.
Lonely?
Yeah. I should see all now, my stuff.
So you would want to be like, yeah. Okay, if you really do it right, maybe. I just don't feel like it's ever done right.
I think you have to be very
thoughtful.
Maybe it's
an internal flaw with our company.
Yeah, I think you need to be very thoughtful when you pair people off and do things like that and recognize, you know, you don't always know what people's anxieties
and I also have to know what other people find attractive or appealing. Mm-hmm. I don't need to be rah-rahed. Mm-hmm. You know, I got my own rah-rah meter. I don't need it to be, you know, I don't need an extra dose of it.
Right.
In fact, that generally will trigger the eye rolling. See, it's almost like, I mean, I can't even help it. It's like just literally.
Mm-hmm. I think that leaders sometimes get confused that this once a year event is somehow going to improve culture. And it's really the little things.
Like that.
It's the day to day little things that,
like that
matter.
Yes.
Little stuff.
Preach. I want to give away tickets to Vespers,
oh, let's
Nick.
Let's do it.
Okay.
And we'll also have our name
announced? I pulled a name. I'm ready.
Okay, go for that first.
Chuck Brooks.
Chuck just won $25 Visa gift card from Hickory Point Bank. $25 a day, $500 on the weekends, the next 3 weeks, just to get you by, help out. Just our gift back to you along with Hickory Point Bank. And then we'll take caller number two at 217-875-1340. I have actually two and three we'll take. I have two pairs of tickets for Vespers for Saturday night. Well, that's it for us. Man, we're out of time. Podcast available at Nauticator.com. We will see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
WSOY Decatur and W277DB Decatur. WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, here are a couple of ideas to get you in the holiday spirit. Vespers will perform at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center for the 63rd straight year this December. The choir will open its doors this Saturday and Sunday. Tickets are $12, $14, and $16. Children under 12 can get in for $10. This event kicks off the holiday season for the Decatur community. For more info, check out nowdecatur.com. The Milliken Homestead will hold a Christmas open house on Sunday from 12:30 to 4:30. The Homestead History Room will feature some antique ornaments while the outside is lit up and decorated for the whole community to enjoy. Start the holiday season by visiting this historic site. And finish the month of November by visiting our website.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.